KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:04, we have clear skies. It's 24 degrees, and we look for partly cloudy skies today, a high of 46. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Meyer & Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. The Atlantic City Council Tuesday evening recognized the Atlantic High School girls swim team. Six members of the team attending the meeting posed for pictures by the media, and the five others live out of town and were unable to attend. Mayor Dave Jones spoke about the commitment the girls have to training for their events under the guidance of their coach, Dean Junker.
And Dean's been a coach for all this time. I know at 5:30 in the morning in Hawaii, they're up there swimming, practicing, but they do 5 miles a day or something.
Yep.
So it's a lot of work getting up early in the morning for teenagers. We commend you for all your dedication and the good work you're doing for putting Atlantic on the map. So well, thank you, girls. So thank you.
Congratulations.
The team also lifts weights to keep up their strength and stamina. Dean Junker has coached the team for 13 years, and for the fifth year in a row, the Atlantic girls swim team made it to the state competition this year, finishing strong, ranking 12th out of 40 teams. In other business, the council approved the fiscal year 2018 urban renewal report, and in his report, City Administrator John Lund said the rental inspection report had been completed and will be submitted to the members of the Community Protection Committee, or CPC, for review and to determine if and or how they wish to proceed.
If they do meet, I would like to have the city attorney, Chris Erickson, and John McCurry there to answer questions regarding administration, some of the legal aspects of entering into something like that.
Lund said also 16 final business owner applicants for a community development block grant related to the downtown facade improvements have been turned in.
Next week, the architects will be here and we'll be doing a lot of the initial photography and taking down a lot of the schematics and numbers. They won't be ready to really discuss the details with the property owners just yet. That's something that they wanted us to convey, that they're not ready for that stage yet. Right now they're just trying to draft stuff so they can be in compliance with what the CDBG grant's about.
He said also the property rollback figures for next fiscal year have gone up, which gives the city a little breathing room in its budget. Rollback is a term that applies to the property tax rate as it changes year over year in relation to property values. In Iowa, more than 20 years ago, residential property values were rising quickly, and to help cushion the impact of high inflation, the legislature passed an assessment limitation called the rollback. Increases in assessed values for residential and agricultural properties are subject to the assessment limitation formula. Well, the Griswold School Board met Monday evening and discussed the sale of the elementary buildings. Superintendent Dave Hendricks told KJAN News yesterday that they'd received two bids for the Lewis building and no bids to date for the Elliott building.
However, we're having ongoing conversations with the city of Elliott about that building. So the plan now moving forward is to set a date probably in January that those two individuals with the Lewis proposals will present to the school board as well as the Lewis Council, and we'll try to come to some conclusion about who we feel is the best bidder for that. And then once we come to that conclusion, they'll go through the formal hearings and all of those things are necessary to transfer ownership.
One of the bidders, he said, has proposed a manufacturing facility for the Lewis building, while the other proposes it be used for a youth shelter or accommodation residential treatment facility. In other business, the board approved a couple of early retirement applications from two longtime Griswold School District employees who have done great things for the district.
Gail Maxwell, she is our K-12 media technology integrationist and media specialist. And then Andrea Olson, a Title I teacher at Lewis. So the board did accept their early retirement applications, and this will be the conclusion of their career at Griswold at the end of the school year. So we'll greatly miss them and appreciate their efforts greatly.
The board also continued with discussions on budget changes for the 2019-20 school year, which amounts to about $200,000.
And we're using that word change because we're trying to find ways to shift people around versus eliminating positions. We're trying not to use the word cut, you know, because people think cut, someone loses their job. So we have put a list together of approximately 17 different ideas. And basically what I wanted the board to do was look at that list and say, is there anything on there that you will not support or anything on there that you absolutely feel we should do? And they said, no, they're good with continuing to explore all those options. So that's back in the hands of the administrators to take a look at that.
The goal, he said, is to have some final decisions made by the end of January. In other news, projects to rehabilitate old buildings in six Iowa cities were awarded a combined $23 million in state tax credits Tuesday. Brooke Miller is a spokesperson for the Iowa Economic Development Authority, or IEDA, which helps to administer the state historic preservation tax credit program.
It's designed to promote the retention of unique, character-defining buildings and building features that contribute to the community and to the neighborhood overall.
There were 14 applicants requesting $62 million in tax credits, but just seven projects were selected for the $23 million made available for this round of funding.
Those projects will be in Jefferson, Council Bluffs, Fairfield, Waterloo. We have two projects in Sioux City and one here in Des Moines.
In Council Bluffs, Pace Harvester 2 LLC received more than $3.6 million in the form of tax credits to turn the McCormick Harvesting Machine Company building into an educational museum. The communities benefiting from the program plan to turn potential eyesores into hotels, museums, office, and residential space. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate for a great quality service. Give Myron Gross Real Estate a call today at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.